hey, are you trying to recover and maybe even fall pregnant naturally? I thought that might be you. And if so, we have created our best ever yet resource for you. Totally free. This is a masterclass. I've called it my masterclass because I have put everything into this, right? This masterclass is designed for you if you have HA or have had HA and are dealing with suboptimal cycles and you're serious about restoring those babies to full optimization and you want to create the ideal foundation for a pregnancy. This is going to be for you. So in this masterclass, I'm going to provide you a lot of things, including a lot of case studies, mine, Ashley's and Mishi's, as well as lots of our past clients and what their challenges were and what they had to do to overcome it. And we cover a really wide variety of types of cases of HA. So everything from primary amenorrhea and missing periods for years and years to short-term amenorrhea and what we did to handle that situation as well, and how long it took these people to go from HA to pregnant with this system, and how long it took them to go from HA to ovulating, of course, with this system. So lots of information, lots of case studies, lots of stats. We go through why this is not a weight gain plan and how we actually divide you into phases, the three phases of HA, and determine what your starting point is so that you have a good idea of where you need to start with your actual changes in lifestyle and nutrition changes. We even cover questions like HA and people with a normal BMI and recovery for people who have had HA for too long. There's so much in this 60-minute masterclass. Y'all, I'm impressed. And at the end, I'll also be running you through how to get a free HTMA, hair tissue mineral analysis through us, which is a part of our process for recovery and preconception clients that we're happily going to give you for free $99 as a massive thank you, of course, for joining the masterclass. So go to thehasociety.com/masterclass or head to our website and you'll find a link for it and find when the next available presentation is going to be. That's thehasociety.com/masterclass. Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sharif, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician.
This is Carrie. I'm from New Jersey, and you're listening to the HA Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the HA Podcast. It's the three of us answering a question that it's like, what do you mean we haven't like had this conversation yet? But today's topic is, how important is it to really have a menstrual cycle?
And you thought that my topic the other day was like, do we really need to talk about this? It was silly.
Well, I mean, yeah. So coming down the pipeline, we're going to talk about like the two week wait of pregnancy, right? That's what everyone means. Right?
I was just how is this not something like,
it's not, not relevant. It's definitely not relevant, but it's like, it's definitely like a subsect, right? Like the niche within the niche. But this one, everyone wants to know.
I'm pretty sure we all have anxious clients. I'm pretty sure they're all like on pins and needles during the 2 week wait.
Yeah, well, they're, yes, but not everyone's trying to get pregnant
or after ovulation and they're like, well, I still bleed.
Yeah, that's what I was clarifying. I was like, do you mean the 2 week wait for pregnancy or the 2 week wait for like, I think I ovulated?
Fair question. But either way, I think it's like, maybe it's a bigger topic.
Yeah. It is. No, for real. So that one's coming down the pipeline, everybody. So stay tuned. Today we're talking about where, like,
is it really important to have a menstrual cycle? I guess we don't talk about it because it's like, you wouldn't be here if you didn't already understand that, but that is not true. Some of us are here because we like logically understand it, but we don't feel it. We're not like bought in. And I remember that. I remember like going about doing my quasi recovery and then like just being like reminded about osteoporosis and then being like, oh, get it together, you know? So there's definitely a lot of reasons why it's important. But how should we begin this?
Well, yeah, I think actually somebody, well, I kind of want to bring up someone that had messaged us in the HA Society. Mm-hmm. And they brought up a question and it's so related to this. So I don't know whether you saw it and you're like, hey, let's just put it on here. But I think this was kind of already scheduled for a while. And she was like, so a doctor told me that like, as long as my estrogen's high enough, I actually don't need a cycle. And I sat there with my mouth dropped because I love this person, right? So I'm like, okay, maybe it's been a while since I've talked about the importance of a menstrual cycle. Like, I felt crazy. I felt like I was the crazy person. I was just like almost as if like, are we going back to a world where we're like, the world's flat? You know, like, I mean, that was like what I was trying to process. Like,
I saw that comment too, and I had the same reaction and I had the same exact thoughts. And I'm like, wait, am I wrong in this situation and the way that I think? Like, who's crazy here?
I've had that too. I actually had someone where a particular author who is very popular in the HA space, who meets with clients, like you can pay or whatever to meet with them. So told her that, well, if you're not trying to have babies, it's okay that like your luteal phase is kind of meh. You know, you're older and like you're not trying to get pregnant, so it doesn't matter. And it's like, oh, like, are we just talking about like posting through life, like doing the bare minimum, or are we talking about like feeling good going into menopause and like, are we actually understanding the importance of the menstrual cycle? But I remember actually why we put this topic on the calendar today. I had forwarded to y'all a reel on Instagram that a woman who kind of does similar work to us had posted like something about the importance of menstrual cycle. And it was the comments that I was like, y'all, like, look at the comments. There were people in the comments who were pissed because they did not want to hear that their menstrual cycle was important. A lot of them, I think they had their cycle, and a lot of them were kind of like, well, I have PCOS. So taking these, I think it was like about not being on hormones and not being on the pill and stuff and like learning to work with your menstrual cycle and appreciate having a menstrual cycle. And they were just like anti-appreciation. They're just like, absolutely not. I have endometriosis. I have awful cramps, like blah, blah. And people were getting really combative about it in there. And they were like, it's just not, you know, it's for me to decide if my menstrual cycle is like, if I want to have it, you know what I mean? And it's like, it was a very polarizing view. Like, there's a lot of polarizing views. Like, we have a polarizing view, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of polarizing views on there about like, I have the right to choose if I have a cycle, which is true. But what was interesting was people who were piping up and saying, oh, it's actually really important to have a menstrual cycle for this reason, that reason, like those people didn't want to hear it. It was like, it was oppressive to them to hear people say having a healthy menstrual cycle is a good thing. And that's where I was like, wow, like we're so trapped in our bubble. We have no idea that people are still thinking this way.
I have so many thoughts. I can barely contain my words.
Just go for it. I'll go get some coffee.
Some of my thoughts are like, I totally realize that we're in our own bubble and I'm happy in my bubble. Not that I don't poke my head out from time to time, but about the bubble piece. So we all, well, not we all know. Danny knows my friend. She's a stylist in Austin. And she got an insane, crazy person who signed up to be a model. And then now like wants, I mean, I think they're unhinged for real. She's like asking people for money to go to Europe. And one of the way that she was doing it was trying to dispute this charge. But you can't dispute a charge when it was free. Anyways, long story short. And so she was like, oh my gosh, they're tearing us up on Reddit. And I was like, oh yeah, Reddit's a thing. But I don't even want to poke my head in there because I'm just sure that like the insanity about the menstrual cycle or people just talking crap about other practitioners is so intense that I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to hang out in the real world. And in the real world, you need estrogen and progesterone. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like, I was like, I can't go into alternate realities with you guys. Like, I just don't have the energy for it.
It gets me too heated. And yes. Like, I'm like,
oh, yeah. Imagine Mishi going into Reddit.
Oh my gosh, Mishi.
Like, I would spend hours in there commenting back to everybody, giving him a piece of my mind. Like, it would not be a good scene for me.
Okay, anyways, that was like a tangent of like being in our own bubble, but like her experience, because I wasn't even experienced it, was like, because like I've been trying to even be off of Instagram. So like I wouldn't have any seen her message had I accidentally, anyways, but I was just like, you know, reality bubbles are healthy. Reality bubbles are healthy. But to this whole point of like, it's interesting that I think it's just interesting how offended people get over science. Like they are just so offended that like ovulation is key to the female body. And they're just like, I get to choose what's, you know, like, how dare you say that? I get to choose what's optimal for my own body. I'm like, well, I don't think your bones agree. You know what I mean? Like, I just like, yes, you do get to choose, but that doesn't mean it's reality. That does not mean that's true. That does not mean you're not going to develop osteoporosis, osteopenia at a young age because you're not cycling.
Yeah. Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
just because you're alive doesn't mean.
Like, just because you have a choice doesn't mean that there's not like a repercussion, you know, like that there's not like a zero effect. You know, we're so like pro-choice with things that now like let us tread carefully in this episode.
Yeah, because like because then the people are gonna be ultra offended and we're like, that's not even
y'all be ultra offended. But I mean honestly, okay. Yeah, we're so pro-choice in all of these areas and there people are so loud about it on the internet that it's like
it's almost oppressive to say that ovulation is a key to health. Like, how dare you oppress me with ovulation?
And like the pill, it's so interesting when every now and then I'll get some advertisements, advertisements. You know, we say advertisement in Australia. No one knows what I mean.
Yeah, I know you've said, I've never said anything in the like five years.
I've never heard that in my life.
I've never heard it either. It only just comes from Danny.
And my two times in Australia, I've never heard it.
I'm just like, every single time she says it, I'm like, well, there is an R, I guess. I like have to respell it in my brain. When
advertisement. Like, advertisement.
Yes. That is definitely not the word, but yes.
Yeah.
You know what you're talking about.
Okay. I get those for like the pill. And it's so like their marketing, they're going for this. They're like, take control, like your body, your choice. Like this is a liberating thing for you to do. And that's fascinating because we have the complete opposite perspective in that it is a oppressing, like for us going on the pill in order to just like not get pregnant is like such a wildly huge ask for like just to not get pregnant. I know people go on the pill for other reasons and that's a whole other thing, but like to just not get pregnant, you want me to do what? like
shut down my entire communication and, you know, basically go it like, yeah, see, here I go. I have so many things. I can't even organize my words because
I know,
like, have you like, you know, like the level that women are on synthetic estrogen. So it's not even real. Like that, you know, like we see, obviously we see the bottom of the barrel because that's what HA is. Your estrogen's like lower than most males. Mm-hmm. Can we pause? Like your estrogen's lower than most males. That's a problem. You know, like, have you ever seen a pill that's like lower your testosterone? You don't need it. No, dudes are out there being like, I need more THRT. And like there's like popping those things like candy. But have you ever been like, hey, guess what, dude? You're gonna go on lower testosterone so like you can like make like less sperm or like the whole decide, you know what I mean? No, there is not one male that's sitting over there be like, less tea, please.
Do you know how crazy it is? Like if men had a similar cycle to us, well, I mean, they're just on a 24-hour cycle, but say they ovulated and that's how they produce testosterone. They would never suppress their testosterone or ovulation so they could have testosterone. No. Never. They would be talking about their ovulation and their luteal phases and how long they were.
There would probably be contests. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like there'd be contests. Like it would be like, yeah, it's just wild. I mean, so I don't even know how we got on this topic. I don't even know if we've even said anything educational. I think
the problem is, yeah, no, we haven't.
But we haven't said anything educational because we're still processing. You know what I mean?
Look, I mean, if you genuinely want to be like, okay, from start to finish, menstrual cycle, overall health, like what do I, you know, go do the Holistic HA Practitioner Certification. Thank you very much. If that's like what you're looking for, like link in the show notes. But I think like it's good. Just let's all get on the same page here. Y'all are listening to this because you need like motivation every day to get back on track and like eat the food and do the rest and not run back in the other direction. And every time something happens that makes you want to go back in the other direction, you're like, I need motivation as to why. And we're here right now, just like popcorn style, throwing random little bits and bobs out there. Like, because you know, the menstrual cycle is important because oppressing it is some shit, because you need it for your bone health, because you need it to feel good. Like it's the, you know, like a man shutting off his testosterone. He wouldn't, do you want to be that guy? He wouldn't feel that good, would he? You are doing that.
Hey, do you know what your blind spots are? As in, do you know what it is, what the thing is that is holding you back from getting your period back? Look, it could be an absolute plethora, cornucopia of things, but in our practice, what we tend, the first place we tend to go is what behaviors and habits do you have around food that you may be still doing? And these are called blind spots because we just don't necessarily always know that they're an unhelpful habit, or that it's something that we're doing, whether it be a subconscious or conscious need to control our food or our body, or whether it be something that you've just done for so long that it feels normal and like a preference even. We have created a checklist. It's a 3-page checklist that goes through food types, behaviors around food, and mindsets around food. And what you do is you go through the lists and you check off and you see which ones are you doing, whether it be daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and how are they potentially affecting your recovery today? So it's a really simple checklist. It's just 3 pages. You go through it. There's a very simple scoring system to help you figure out how much this may be impacting your recovery. And it's just an insightful thing for you to do to help you reflect, and then you can journal about it or you can learn more about it and just start really working at any of the boxes that you checked and understanding that they're playing a role in your recovery. So to get the checklist, all you have to do is go to thehasociety.com/blindspot and we'll send it straight through to you. You can print it off and you can check on it every now and then. I always recommend a reflection point every like 4 to 6 weeks. How are you going? Are you still checking that behavior off, or have you you know, systematically kicked it to the curb. So check it out. It's thehasociety.com/blindspot, and it will be waiting for you there.
He's not crushing it in life.
He's not crushing it. Neither are you. You think you're crushing it. You feel like you're crushing it without your menstrual cycle. I mean, Ashley can speak to that. She loved it. She was like, I love AJ.
I thought I was the coolest person. No, I was like, no, like y'all have your sucky life. I'm fine. Until all that came crumbling down. So, you know how I responded to that original comment? I was saying, you know, well, first off, and this isn't to say that everybody with HA has osteoporosis, osteopenia. And I think that's because everyone has a different journey, right? And I think that there's obviously a lot of things that's tied into it. And that's something that doesn't get a lot of play, is that, like, you know, like thyroid is actually really involved in the bone process as well too. And so it's not just estrogen, you know what I mean? But it's estrogen and progesterone that plays a whole role in it. But to say that you don't need a menstrual cycle and you just need enough estrogen for bone health is to completely say that progesterone is not necessary, doesn't play any important role. Yeah, I am sure you're not sleeping well. You're super anxious and you have gut issues, but you know what I mean? That progesterone isn't important. And I just don't think you're going to find a knowledgeable person to say, nah, you don't need that. You don't need it. You don't need it, right? Like, that's basically what we're saying whenever we're saying you actually don't need a cycle. You just need enough estrogen. And I'm like, okay, well, now let's start quantifying what is enough. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So
that's a super crazy statement. The way I look at it is like, and I feel like hopefully this doesn't come off wrong. It's like reproduction is like our biological purpose. We have other purposes in life. Like, you know, it's not all about reproduction, but our biology is designed to reproduce, and every single month, that's what your body wants to do. And so because of that, it is an intricate part of your health. It is not separate from your health. Like, you cannot remove that thing and be healthy. Like, it just isn't, because it is part of your health. Like, that's just the way that I see it. And like, without it, you know, it's not just bone health, it's heart health, it's brain health. I just, actually, you're probably in the know about this, but I just heard this today. Like, it's like estrogen is like, it's not supportive, but of autoimmune disorders, like people who have lower estrogen are more prone to getting autoimmune disorders. So it's just, it's so protective. And to say that it's, we can opt out of it just seems so crazy to me, knowing that it's part of the way our biology works and our systems work. And like, every time you ovulate, you're like putting money in your like metaphoric, like metabolic reserve for menopause. And so everybody thinks that that's supposed to be this like terrible part of life. Like, that just is, you know, part of going into menopause, is it's just going to suck really bad. But that's probably mainly because all of these people weren't either ovulating or just had like really poor ovulations, low estrogen, low progesterone. And it's just, those are things that I think about that I wasn't thinking about when I didn't have a period. Of like,
and this is coming from someone who's chosen not to have kids. So before you all hate us and call
exactly
us like feminists, like this oh, is yeah, yeah. Ishi, who's like, nah, I dog. Don't have a kid, but I have a Frenchie who I wipe his butt. So he's, so Ashley qualifies. If you are wiping any butt, that is a kid. Moving on, but Mishi has chosen not to have human babies.
Okay. Yes, not to have human babies. So yeah, that is coming from somebody who doesn't want human babies. Maybe one day in the future, but as of right now, we're not having children, and it is still so important to me to cycle every single month. Yeah. And like, our cycle is not about baby making or reproduction. Like, yes, that is part of it, but like I said, it's our biological purpose, not like you know, we have more purposes in life, but it's just part of our health. So you just cannot have optimal health. And if all of these people out here think they're like trying to be so healthy, then your menstrual cycle should be part of that.
And having a healthy menstrual cycle, like, is it shouldn't be as hard to maintain as we have been working to maintain our quote unquote health. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like the tracking the macros, the working out every day, like the doing the things. You know, I was at pickleball this morning and I was chatting with this lady who she's like 41, and everyone comes up to me and asks for like tips.
I know.
I don't even know, like, you don't even remember really like telling people what you do, but like somehow they sense it. Oh, one of the gentlemen who's like in his 60s or 70s, he goes to me, "I saw you on YouTube." I was like, because he has my phone number because we drill together as a group sometimes. And I guess his phone just like knew that, like, and so presented me to him. So anyway, people are finding out what we do. And she was just like telling me all the things she's doing to try to like improve her. You know, she's 41. That's just what they say, right? They're like, "I'm in my 40s, so you know."
Yeah.
And she's doing like a lot of great things. Like she eats a ton of animal protein and, you know, she's staying active and doing the thing, but she's like, I'm like, I found out that she's like doing pickleball every day and doing CrossFit.
And probably I was like fasted. It's just like,
I know. I was like, oh, because, you know, I had to, I was like, you be careful with the CrossFit, that might mess up your goals. She's like, but I'm trying to get like strong. And I'm kind of like, well, what's that got to do with anything? Like, it's CrossFit. It's not strength training exclusively. Yeah. Like you're, you know, like this confusion, right? This confusion. I mean, I just left it at that because it's like, I, you know, I don't have all of the information, but there's like, I see, you know, there's a whole other phase for us as we go into our 40s and 50s and things of like getting, we never get to get off the train.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like my menstrual cycle was important, and now it's going away, and that's important too. And I need to work out even more, and I need to control my food even more. Like that seems to be the narrative as we get older, right? And it's like, what happens when you're in your 40s, but you spent your whole 20s and 30s with a death grip on all your food and exercise? And now you're in your 40s or whatever, and you think like you have to do that even more, but there's no more for you to do except eat iceberg lettuce and chicken breast or like whatever it is that these people are doing. Like work out more, work out harder. We need to be maximizing our results, like our health, with the least amount of work possible. And people are doing it the complete opposite way. And that's not helping the menstrual cycle. And we need the menstrual cycle to be healthy. So in our pursuit of health, we are becoming less healthy. And this is as clear as I feel like I can say it, you know, right? Like you need it for everything, for cognitive health. You need it for your heart. You need it for your lungs. You need it for your sanity. For real.
You know, the way I think about it, like menopause is natural, right? And I know that there's two sides to this. There's some practitioners that it's natural, just go completely natural. And then there's others that are like, you don't have to settle. I'm like, okay, you know, I actually don't care. You know what I mean? Like once mm-hmm. your ovaries stop, if like you want to go on BHRT, like I'll probably consider it. I don't know. Like I'll see how things go. Like I'm not, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little gun shy, you know what I mean? Considering last time. But you know, I do think about like, okay, menopause is coming. And how I live now 100% is going to affect the last, like, I don't know, what is it? Hopefully 30 years of my life. Like how we live now. And that doesn't mean how strict you are with your veggies. It means like, if you're running your life into the ground because you're trying to do it all and be it all, Like, you're not setting your body up, right? You know what I mean? I just feel like, yeah. And like, I feel like the generation before is like, bless my mom's generation. My gosh, the first time I ever like gave her like an in-depth thing about menopause, she looked at me and was like, you know how long I've been looking for something like this? Like, nobody talks about this. And that's only like one generation away, right? I mean, like my mom's generation, right? So it's not, so you're like, everybody previously, you know, like they're not getting the same education or having access to the same tools. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure that there's some of like my mom's generation who are able to like get on Instagram or see all these other practitioners. I mean, think about that generation, you know, still believes that like conventional doctors, not all, I mean, I'm not generalizing, right? You know, like my mom was like, what is a midwife? Why would you have a doula? Like, what are you talking about? Right. Because they're like, you go to the hospital, you like go to the doctor, you go to the nurse, like those are the people. Right. Hmm. And so it's just like, what if there's so much fear around it? Because one, while it's not new, it's so new to our generation to learn about. And so you're going into like a whole phase that you've like not had any context of, like you haven't had any education. No one's prepared you. No one's prepped you. No one's told you, hey, you may want to be making sure that you're cycling so that the last 30 years in your life, you can play pickleball at 70. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That, you know, like there's like things that like we're doing now, like, you know, like cycling now is going to help you in your last 30 years without a doubt. And so my original rant about this was, is that if your body was already going to have 30 years without a cycle, say that you like live to 80, whatever, why would you want to start that process now? Like, yeah, you're going in to menopause in a bone deficit. Like, you're going into menopause with a brain function deficit. You're going into menopause with a heart function deficit. Like, what do you mean? Like, how is this a choice? Like, I'm confused.
It's like the same way you would save up for retirement.
Oh, like, my gosh. For real.
That's well, if everybody's so keen to like, I got to have all this money for retirement. Rightfully so. But you should also be as worried about your like metabolic reserves from ovulation. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, Ashley has a client. So we have to wrap. Look, this was a great freestyle. See you, Ash. This is a great like thing. Again, if you really want like the breakdown science, go do the hack. HolisticHAPractitioner.com. Check it out, where we'll talk about the actual science, what's going on under the hood. But please just know that your menstrual cycle is important for every single aspect of your life. We support you. And I'll talk to you later. Bye, Mish.
Bye.
Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the Temp Drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the Temp Drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So TempDrop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons like HA recovery, making sure your cycle's not slipping back in the HA direction, TempDrop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the TempDrop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck. This episode is brought to you by Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules. Did you know that in terms of nutrient density, beef liver actually blows vegetables and fruits out of the water? If you're a client of mine, you have already been instructed to eat beef liver either fresh or in capsule form. I recommend it for anyone and everyone who is, of course, dealing with amenorrhea and fertility challenges out there, but I may even recommend it for just everyone in general. Get your husbands on it, get your partners on it. If you have a history of HA and add on top of that maybe a history of the pill, maybe you've been pregnant before, you know, through treatments or other, like you've just, your body's been through anything, you know, you're absolutely 100% dealing with a nutrient deficiency of some kind. And while it's true that testing is going to be the best way to understand those exact deficiencies, eating nutrient-dense, real food is going to be one of the most important next steps that you take with or without testing. So I've been using and recommending Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules for years now, and the capsule form makes it so easy to get your liver in every day, and I appreciate the transparency of this product in particular above others. So in case you're wondering, it's completely natural. This is freeze-dried beef liver in capsules. It's organic, it's made from Australian beef, and my favorite of their products is the liver with kelp because of the iodine from the kelp, which is important for overall thyroid function, which is often low in women with underperforming hormones. So rather than eat seaweed snacks every day, I get to take this beef liver with the kelp for my iodine. So if you're recovering or working on a fertility journey right now, do not skimp the nutrient-rich source of beef liver. Get 10% off your order with the HA Society and support your favorite podcast along the way. They ship to most countries, so you should be covered. Just go to grasslandnutrition.net and use HA Society, just HA Society, at the checkout for the 10% off. That's grasslandnutrition.net with the code HA Society. Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.